Next up, we've actually got a bit of a debate on something that's been flaring a few nostrils this week, which is that the student body, the National Union for Students, has refused to condemn international terrorist organisation ISIS. Quite controversial from the off. I'll read you a little bit more. Members of the NUS, of NUS's National Executive Council have abstained or voted against a movement to boycott organisations aiding ISIS, the terrorist group also known as Islamic State. Now, Council member Dan Cooper reports on his blog saying that Malia Bouatia, leader of the opposition, claimed proposals were the p proposal was Islamophobic. Now, Ms. Bouatia, I do apologise to listeners, I'm struggling with that name, is reported to have spoken against the motion, saying it was Islamophobic. Her reasoning, when questioned about it, was, "We recognise the condemnation of ISIS appears to have become a justification for war and blatant Islamophobia." Now, I think we can kind of get a gist there of what she's trying to say. She feels that the motion that was proposed, so the NUS said, "Oh, right, okay, we want to condemn ISIS by boycotting companies that are trading, so students stop buying from them and so on." And she said, "Actually, in doing that, it's going to become Islamophobic. We're going to get really kind of hypersensitive to the Islamic faith." Now, it's been a bit controversial, hasn't it, Samantha?
It has, Isaac. However, Mr. Cooper, one of the motion sponsors, hit out at the student body's divisions. On his blog, he wrote, "The motion then fell as large numbers of NEC members either abstained or voted against, including the bulk of political left on NEC. I think this says a lot about the current state of the student movement." Now, ISIS, formerly known as Al-Qaeda, you've probably heard of them, have been causing a lot of trouble, as Isaac said before. Obviously, there's been beheading of people who've gone over there, including Alan Henning was the recent one, which has been broadcast online for everyone to see, which isn't the nicest thing to watch, I have to say. But this whole issue with Islamophobic, it's kind of going back to us being really quite tight on political correctness. And has it gone too far with this particular incident? Is it really Islamophobic?
I mean, Mr. Cooper, who was one of the other attendees at the conference, says that, well, I mean, you've just heard before, actually. Sorry, I'm backtracking there. Essentially, he opposed Ms. Bhutia's views, saying that he thought that it was, kind of a bit jumped up, really. The actual motion, as it reads, and the defense perhaps behind, well, as it, I'll just read to you the motion that was made, and then maybe we'll make sense of why we're saying the word motion so much and what was really going on. Okay, so the National Executive Committee's notes state that the ongoing humanitarian crisis and sectarian polarization, so the pushing apart in Iraq, which has resulted in thousands of Yazidi Kurds being massacred. Okay, and it then says that NUS and NEC, so the National Union for Students and its executive committee, notes that the people of Iraq have suffered for years under the sectarian and brutally repressive dictatorship of Saddam Hussein, the US-UK invasion, and the current sectarian regime linked to both the US and Iran, and now the barbaric repression of Islamic State organization. The rape and other forms of sexual violence that are being used as weapons against women in ISIS-occupied areas. There was an interesting article in The Guardian today about this one woman's story who had actually been sold by ISIS to a man she neither loved nor who really cared for her. So, there's all sorts coming out there. But I mean, where it seems to be going, just from having a look at this here, is that, the wording is quite precise. It's saying, we know that both the UK and the US and their invasions have been, invasions of the Middle East have been detrimental, as have the dictatorships and, these groups like ISIS. So it's acknowledging both, and it's not actually favouring one over the other, which is what it appears that Ms. Boutier is actually saying. She's saying that, in a proposal to block ISIS, there would be, in this proposal to block ISIS, they would be encouraging UK and the US to continue to enter Iraq, which isn't, it doesn't actually seem to be the case from the wedding. What do you think, Samantha?
Well, I think already it's a highly sensitive case, and we are talking about it at your tea time, so we do apologise for that. But it's the top of most news things at the moment. Now, what I'm worried about is maybe this could be World War III if we continue to keep going over there and maybe causing up more trouble.
Oh, indeed. I mean, it's a really big debate, isn't it, with boots on the ground? And I mean, we could really hyperbole or balloon this issue, just talking about it now. But just to bring it back down to a ground floor level, it seems maybe there's a bit of confusion about the proposal. I mean, after the conference, it was made clear by Ms. Boudier, the opposition kind of leader there, the person who voted against and was a bit upset by the proposal. That she said she would amend and, you know, happily vote through something in future. But, you know, perhaps as we started with, perhaps it's back to political correctness. Maybe this should have gone through. It went through in Scotland, or something similar did. Mm-hmm. Perhaps, you know, there's something going on that, you know, it might just be that it's something so small, you know, that could have been overlooked. You know, we don't know. Send us your thoughts again on the hashtag, Samantha.
First on frequency.